الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
Those who spend their wealth by night and by day, secretly and publicly, will find that their reward is secure with their Lord, and that there is no reason for them to entertain any fear or grief.
الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
As for those who devour interest, they behave as the one whom Satan has confounded with his touch. Seized in this state, they say, buying and selling is but a kind of interest, even though Allah has made buying and selling lawful and interest unlawful. Hence, he who receives this admonition from his Lord and then gives up dealing in interest may keep his previous gains. And it will be for Allah to judge him. As for those who revert to it, they are the people of the fire, and in it shall they abide. They behave as the one whom Satan has confounded with his touch.
The Arabs use the word majnun, possessed by the jinn, to characterize the insane. The Quran uses the same expression about those who charge interest.
Buying and selling is but a kind of interest.
The unsoundness of this view lies in not differentiating between the profit one gains on investment in commercial enterprises on the one hand, and interest on the other. As a result of this confusion, the proponents of this view argue that if profit on money invested in a business enterprise is permissible, why should the profit accruing on loaned money, that is, interest, be deemed unlawful?
And it will be for Allah to judge him.
What is said here is not that man will be pardoned by God for the interest charged in the past, but that it is for God to judge him. The expression, may keep his previous gain, does not signify absolute pardon from God for the interest one has realized. Rather, it points to the legal concession that has been made. It only means that no legal claim will be made against a person for the interest he had charged in the past.
يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم.
Allah deprives interest of all blessing, whereas He blesses charity with growth. Allah loves none who is ungrateful and persists in sin.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Truly, the reward of those who believe and do righteous deeds and establish prayer and pay zakah is with their Lord. They have no reason to entertain any fear or grief.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa dharu ma baqiya minar riba in kuntum mu'minin.
Believers, have fear of Allah and give up all outstanding interest if you do truly believe.
فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُءُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ.
But if you fail to do so, then be warned of war from Allah and His Messenger. If you repent even now, you have the right of the return of your capital. Neither will you do wrong, nor will you be wronged. Then be warned of war from Allah and His Messenger.
This verse was revealed after the conquest of Mecca and has been placed here because of its contextual relevance. Although interest was considered objectionable even before, it had not been legally prohibited. After the revelation of this verse, interest-bearing transactions became a punishable offense within the realm of Islam. On the basis of the last words of the verse, Ibn Abbas, Hasan al-Basri, Ibn Sirin, and Rabi ibn Anas are of the view that pressure should be brought against anyone who charges interest within the boundaries of the Islamic State, Dar al-Islam, to repudiate the transaction and recant, and if he persists, he should be put to death. Others consider it sufficient to imprison such people and keep them in prison until they pledge to give up charging interest.
وَإِن كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ
But if the debtor is in straitened circumstance, let him have respite until the time of ease, and whatever you remit by way of charity is better for you, if only you know. And whatever you remit by way of charity is better for you, if only you know.
This verse is the basis of the Islamic regulation that if a person is incapable of paying off his debt, the court will force the creditors to grant him respite from payment. In fact, under certain circumstances, the court is entitled to remit a part of his debt, and in some cases, the whole of it. Muslim jurists have made it clear that a debtor's residential house, eating utensils, clothes, and the tools which he uses for earning his livelihood may not be confiscated in any circumstance whatsoever for non-payment of loans.
وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ
And have fear of the day when you shall return to Allah, and every human being shall be fully repaid for whatever good or evil he has done, and none shall be wronged.